It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Gillian.
Africa's newest telecommunications satellite is now safely in orbit. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, this is the Intelsat New Dawn. It's the latest African satellite. And the big thing about it is the involvement of the private sector in this investment, and notably some South African investment as well from Convergence Partners, who have got 25.1% of this Intelsat satellite. And Intelsat itself is saying that South Africa is its happy hunting ground as far as new satellites are concerned, and Africa in particular, because they've now got 22 satellites up. They're planning to do a lot more. This was its 22nd satellite, going up again from French Guiana and using Ariane Spas, the French rocket people. And so we see this growth in demand for telecommunications satellites in Africa, but we also see the South African involvement. And just in the debt raising here, 90% of the debt raised for this $250 million launch was from Nedbank. Nedbank was involved there, South Africa's Nedbank, and also the state-owned South African Industrial Development Corporation.
While we're on the topic of satellites, how's South Africa's satellite doing following all that criticism?
That's right. You know, the opposition climbed into South Africa's Sambandile Sat and said that, you know, this was a waste of money. But in actual fact, if you look at it, the cost of that satellite was about 11 million rand. We're talking rand now, not dollars. And already on the imagery that's come through, if you valued the imagery that has been presented, and there've been 1,000 non-cloud shots from the satellite. Obviously, the clouds sometimes play a role and inhibit the actual image. But 1,000 non-cloud shots coming in, that could be valued at about 10 million rand. All right, we might not have bought all of them, but at least those images are coming in. And recently, during the flooding in Oshakati, you know, the Namibians said to us, "Can you please go out and get that imaging which you need during a flooding period?" And we could show where the roads were possible, where they weren't possible, and we did it in 24 hours. So quickly we got that to them. So it shows, people might say, well, look, the total program is 27 million, which is true. But I think that we're in an area here where there's a lot of potential. I mean, there's a lot of potential for business coming up in the space area, and it's quite incredible that we've got into these microsatellite business, and quite relatively cheaply. All right, some of these satellites have been hit by radiation. This Sambandile satellite, unfortunately, the sun has smacked it, and it's not going through orbit very smoothly at the moment. It's rather tumbling, and some of its innards have been hampered, and they can't actually fix them, but it's still producing these images, which is quite important.
Quite interesting. And what about the broadband bonanza that South Africa is experiencing at the moment?
Yeah, so we got from the heavens down into below sea, and the same need. You know, we've got this telecommunications cabling coming through now under sea, and the latest is the West African cable system called WAX, which has just landed north of Cape Town. But then we saw Seacom come in 2009. We saw Easy 2010, and now the WAX coming in 2011 is going to be French Telecom, similar route from Africa to Europe, the similar path that WAX followed is going to be followed by the next cable in 2012. And then a very exciting one that is going to be slightly different. It's the South Atlantic Express going from Africa to Brazil. This time around, it's going to be called the SAX. And again, South African investment coming into that. We see the South African state-owned Industrial Development Corporation putting investment into that, and also our state-owned broadband InfraCo wanting to invest in that. Again, telecommunications, being taken up, that sort of capacity by the Vodacoms and, the Mnets and all the others, particularly with this latest Cape Town one, where, people have been saying we've been riding a bicycle on the superhighway. We're now getting onto our motorbike, and we're starting to get into fast cars on this, which will be great because we've fallen behind. And, of course, the big benefit must come to the consumer. That's fine landing these cables, but then, you've still got to build that infrastructure, and then the various service providers have got to make sure that they supply the network so we get quicker returns on our internet and lower costs.
I was just about to ask you, practically speaking, what that means for the consumer.
Yeah, the consumer must get a higher quality use of data and activity on the internet, and must also, I think we need to come into world levels when it relates to charging.
I was just about to ask you, what sort of impact is that going to have on the pricing for the future?
Well, already it's having an impact because you've got this diversity, you've got this greater choice. And when you've got the greater choice, you always see the cost starting to come down. And according to the analysts, this is already happening.
Well, let's hope so. With everything else from fuel to interest rates rising, perhaps a bit of good news for the consumer.
Thanks, Gillian.
Thanks a lot, Martin. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back at the Coalface at the same time next Friday.